while shopping. Fish hanger is. Someone asked me, does he have to pawn his mask? Tzitzis. For corners, for holes, nice and square. Is it a baguette? Is it not a baguette? Do you wear it?
It's for one use and use. It's throwaway.
So what happens if you get a really good one that lasts you, the cloth ones? You spend £30 on it. Doesn't need tzitzis. So, like he said, obviously it's going to be Potter. Why is it Potter? The Gemara says it's a shear for a baguette for tzitzis. As we've discussed, there's many enough communities if it's got a dim baguette or not. The first one is tzitzis, is it got a dim baguette? What is a baguette for tzitzis? So the Gemara says it has to be big enough for a 9-year-old child to wear, which is machlokes between 3/4 of an hour to an hour to an hour and a half. Three machlokes, how we peskim. But either way, it's got to be minimum 3/4 of an hour. Now, even the smaller shi'ama, and the biggest mask you get, is obviously not going to be the shi'a. So a mask is not going to be part of tzitzis. You can relax, take the tzitzis back off. No chiyuv tzitzis on your mask. Okay, the next shaila is, can you wear a mask during davening? We know by davening, you have to wear begotim or a tefillah and stand respect before the king. The whole Shulchan Aruch has a few simonim, Siman Tzadi Aleph. Discussing what you wear, Shulchan Aruch even says, Hasidim or Rishonim used to change their trousers for davening, to have trousers miyuch to davening, special mechnosayim, besides for wearing a baguette elyon and a hat, whatever else people wear, covered tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch says they even used to change their trousers for davening. A person, even if he doesn't wear a baguette miyuch to the tefillah, he certainly shouldn't be davening in clothes which aren't respectable to meet a chosh for a person. A guy's in bed in his pajamas, knock at the door. Rav Chaim Kineski's at the door. So he won't come down in his pajamas, he'll quickly get dressed. Why? Respect for a person like that. You don't want to present yourself in your pajamas. So do you come to Daven Maariv, you're on holiday, you don't have a minion, and you remember, I've got Daven Maariv, you're in pajamas, really should change out of it. Because the Rebbein Shalom is no less koshuv than Rav Chaim Kineski. As much as you change out your pajamas to him, you should change out your pajamas to the Rebbein Shalom. Tefillah, you've got to wear respectable clothes. The person has his work clothes, honestly, he shouldn't be wearing work clothes. The person's dirty, he's a painter. Anything which is not respectable, you should change. Now, what happens to a mask? So I saw a tshuva years ago from Chaim Kineski. He talks about Purim. Comes Purim, and you're all dressed up in your costumes. There you are, Mickey Mouse, and you want to go and daven mincha. Purim afternoon. So I saw from Chaim. I don't know if these things are from Chaim. I'm not sure how authentic it comes from him or someone. Thought the Rav Chaim said it, so I'm not sure, but it's a good svara anyway. He says, on Purim, this is how we dress. If the Queen came to Manchester, and you wanted to go be on Purim, and she wanted to see all the kids of town, they'd all come dressed up. Because today on Purim, we wear these clothes. This is the costume of Purim. This is our way to look respectful on Purim. So to a person, people want to know on holiday, they're climbing a mountain, they're wearing the holiday wear, they're not wearing the white shirt and the black jacket, whatever they normally wear. I wonder who came me down. So once again, there's a svara to say, this is how you dress in this mountain. That means if you're out climbing and you meet some chashra person, it's also embarrassing. So work is a little bit different, because if it's dirty, then it could be a problem. But if the derech of workers is to always wear this, and they always have a bit of paint like a painter, then it could be okay. The person has his tools on him, that may be worse, because he's weighed down by his workload. If a person looks the way he would look in this situation, that's no problem. So you can say as well by a mask, if now during this virus, this outbreak, people wear masks, so if you want to go and daven, you meet someone choshev, you're very likely to keep your mask on, especially if you're concerned that maybe the virus might be transferred around in this setting, you'll wear your mask. So to wear a mask to tefillah, where you're generally worried that it's good, that the virus is going to be passed around, and you're trying to protect yourself, you start with to say, this is the beged, this is how you look formal in this setting, in this time, this is what we wear. So that would be the hat to wear a mask during davening, because it's not something embarrassing to wear. This is how we wear, this is what we wear.
On top of a tree, you don't have to come down and change your clothes and wear.
No, but that is not on a tough guy, because you don't know what you're wearing. That's what I'm saying. The painter who's a bit dirty from paint is okay. The main time, the point is that you should change if the person's mummish, soiled, the person's really dirty, and even if... Uncle Boris comes over to a work site and there you are fixing the toilets. You're covered in stuff. So if you're a painter, you say, hi, pleased to meet you, this is my job. But if you mummish not clean, you'll say, 1 second, you'll wash up and get somewhere respectable. So as long as you would be happy to speak to someone respectable in this situation, you know, you're talking to you're fixing something somewhere, and along comes a rob. So there are times you'll say hi, and other times you'll say, ooh, 1 second. So that's what it depends on. So like you say, it's very mustaba that a regular worker can wear his regular clothes, and a mask for sure fall under this category. This is the derech, like Purim, like the outing, whatever it is, this is the setting of how you, what you wear in this format. Okay, so that's the first two shailas, sittas and davening. Then comes the big shaila, many people were bothered by, wasn't only here, all over the world, people were discussing it, so many tshuvas, so entire countries can come out on this, wearing a mask on Shabbos, in a place where there's no Erev, you want to wear a mask. Is a mask a baguette? Is it is called a levush? Is it a takshit? Is it a protection? Is it like a kamiya? Someone's been arrived. The Gemara there in Shabbos, we just finished Shabbos a couple of weeks ago, the sukkah of kamiya, carrying around omelet for protection. So can you, well, what then does a mask have? Is a mask like a kamiya, or is it different?
Is it like a glove?
It's like a gloves. There are many things that are a little bit of a sophic. You've got a watch, glasses, hearing aids, walking stick, all these things which are for protection. How do, where does the mask fall in? Now, there is a difference between... Sorry? Not necessarily, because if you have to wear something for a strange reason, if it hasn't got in beggar, it's got to always be a beggar to bottle to your good. Like the famous story once said here, I don't know if the story is true or not.
ID, sorry? To carry ID in the
right, you've got this problem with carrying ID when there's no air. There was a story we said here a while ago when the air first began. I don't know if the story is true or not, it's a good story. Anyway, the Briskerov's daughter was on a shidduch. I don't know if it was Briskerov's daughter, that was on a shidduch. That's how the story goes, and she was walking with this boy, and they were dating, and something spilled on his tie. So she said to him, you know, your tie's got a stain on. So he said, oh, you're right, it does. So she'll take it off. So he said, why should I take my tie if it has a stain? Would I take my trousers off if they have a stain? So being the Briskerov's daughter, she said, Yichochem. Trousers is a beggar. It's there to protect you, keep you warm. If it's dirty, it doesn't matter. The whole most of the tie is a takshit. It's to beautify you, make you look good. If it doesn't look good, there's no point in the takshit. The man left Kavina, then in Shabbos. If it's a baguette and it's dirty, it's still a baguette. The takshit is broken. You have an earring that's broken or a necklace that's damaged. It doesn't do anything to beautify you. The mela is not got in takshit. You should take it off. Now, I don't know if they're engaged or not. The epilogue, I'm not sure what happened. There's grounds to believe they didn't get engaged. But the boy, she said it's true. That's the problem if you date these girls. The bar is true. A baguette is something you wear for protection. It keeps you warm, keeps you comfortable, it protects you from the elements. That's a baguette.
You speak to the Queen, would you wear your mask? You wouldn't wear your mask.
Nowadays you would. Nowadays you would.
You might have to. You might have to.
Wear a mask. You never look at the pigs all the time. I've had to stay full with mask.
The main thing is, it's not wrong to wear it. It's not, if you come to the Queen in pyjamas, you'd be like, hello, what's going on? A mask is not awkward. Just say that.
Now, if you met the Queen, you would wear a mask.
You would wear a mask.
You'd have a
temper. You'd insist on it.
It's not bizarre. It's not strange. It's not casual wear. That's what we do. We wear a mask now. That's a normal thing to do. Okay. So all these things, can you carry them on Shabbos? Has got in beg, has got in takshit. So now it's a big sugya. We're not going to do bachriya here. Should be ma'ir the shailah. I actually saw a tshuva from Cheskel Abramsky during the Second World War. They were worried about chemical bombs coming from Germany. And there was a time where they wanted people to wear, or at least carry with them, gas masks in London. And they asked Rabbi Chaim Abramsky what to do, and he wrote, no, you can't. Why can't you? Because he said, it's firstly, he said he hasn't got them begged, and secondly, he said there was only a chashash that Germany had chemical bombs, and a chashash they were going to use it. It wasn't a vada. It was a vada, for sure, you could do whatever you like. But it wasn't a vada, and it hasn't got them begged, and here in Shuvah, you cannot carry these masks unless it's a definite, imminent danger. You cannot carry these masks on Shabbos.
But that's carrying it in your hand, and that's carrying it in your pocket.
No, so
that's
even there, he says,
walking around the street with a gas mask.
No, there he says, even wearing it, because I haven't got it in baguette. Yeah. Maybe like, if you take the shtender and tie it to your head, I haven't got it in baguette. It's got to be something that's there. What's a baguette? It protects you, enhances you. So he said, this doesn't protect you, there's no real threat yet. If there's a proper threat, then he can say it protects you. So he asked for those masks. Again, you have to know exact what the situation was then, how much of a chashash it was. So someone really arrived from that, they held masks as well. The chance of protecting you or others, it depends on the exact circumstance. You can't say it's always protecting you. And not only that, by the bombs. Any minute a bomb could land, you can say it'll be a danger. When you're walking in the street by yourself, there's no one around you. You're not around any other person. So there's less chance of transmission of the virus. So they can even more than sad, there should be a problem. Which means you really want to get it to shul, you want to get it to your neighbor, wherever you're going to eat, to visit. That's what you want to get the mask to. So you wear it on the way. But on the way is much more difficult to tie now, is there for protection. Again, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. This is based on our Chisla Rabsky was talking about the gas masks. But really, there's many begotten that the Mishpura is not so thrilled about wearing glasses, even though they say we will do wear glasses, like we said, hearing aids, and many different types of things that people wear. You always have to work out, once they had to wear it, is it protecting you? Some want to say as well, for the kamiya, the person who has a kamiya, he's not well, he wants to get better. So if he takes a kamiya and he carries it, you're allowed to carry it in your hand on Shabbos, like the Gemara says. But there's to help you get better, it's doing something for you. The mask, A, is not really healing you. It's maybe preventing you catching it. And number two is they want to say that the real purpose of the mask is not to infect others. So by the kamiya is to protect you. The Gemara doesn't say you're allowed to have a kamiya to help other people. So that's why it's a little bit worse than the kamiya. It's not saying yes, not saying no, I'm saying it's not a tafka raya from kamiya to yes or no, wear it on Shabbos. It may not be drabonon. If it's not some sort of beggar or takshit, it'll be a mask, it's like carriage. Like I said, if you take a...
It's not there to carry something
around your mouth. What you could say is that since this is how it's worn, so it's not a mask, so if I would take this stand and put on my head, that's a strange thing to do. Whereas a mask, which I'm carrying, this is how you wear it. So it could be better. So it could be, you're right, it would be only drabonon, because it is derech levisha. But if it's something which is no shaykh to a beget, it wouldn't fall into that category, you wouldn't have that. Okay, that's the next shaykh of Shabbos. Do or don't carry it, depending on these nafkaminas. What din does it fall under? Like I said, there's a lot written on it, and it's a little bit unclear what din exactly it has. They had the shaykh a couple of years back, people will start wearing the reflective strips in the winter here in Manchester, they wanted everyone to wear them. And again, there was a shaykh that's not sewn onto your coat and become bundled to your coat. Can you wear them on Shabbos? Same shayla said to protect you, but it's only a chashash. As long as there's no cars, you're good to go. By a kamiya, it's constant refuel you need. So that's a little bit different. A hearing aid, you see, you constantly want to hear everything. It's a little bit better. Glasses, you have to see the whole time. These things are only periodic. It could be, it wouldn't constantly fall into the same din as these, as the glasses and the hearing aids. No, if it's not protection, it's not bottled to your goof. It's going to be bottled to your goof to carry it like clothes. Why not wear clothes? Bottled to your goof. If you have a tissue in your pocket because I might need to blow my nose, that's not, it's protection, I need this, it's not bottled to you. It's going to be bottled to your goof. And jewellery is bottled to your goof. Clothes bottled to your goof. Hat bottled to your goof. This is something separate. That was overshadowed by glasses. Glasses, they serve a purpose, but they're not a baguette. It doesn't enhance your looks. Well, nowadays maybe you have the heads of that. They're like a watch. If it's there for beauty, it's okay. Glasses as well. It comes such a fashion that people are ordering glasses even without any strength in the frame, in the glass. So there could be, the glasses will be better today. Baruch Hashem, we're lucky now for fashion. It's here to stay. I was actually talking to someone who sells glasses. I said, what's going to happen when all this fashion's over? So it's never going to be over. There's so much money invested in it now. People are wearing it for anything. So that's the head. That's why glasses are better today. Back then, when glasses didn't have to look good, I was there just to see, like hearing aids, which maybe one day they'll bring out fashionable hearing aids, and I'm wearing hearing aids, I don't know. But as long as it's there, not fashionable, then you've got the shayla, is it a beg, is it a masoy, is it, has got a derech levisha, is it a takshit, what din does it have?
These fancy masks you can buy, which you compliment
your... Oh, so the fancy masks you get.
Outfit.
So there, it could be, even the fancy masks, it's not something you would wear. If the virus, one day they find a vaccine, it's all gone, I think these masks will go too. You never know. Like I said, there's enough money in the industry, it may stay. But fashion as it goes, it hasn't gone in very
good. Even after the pandemic, it's wearing masks.
What, the masks?
Yeah, a lot of countries are far east, they wear masks anyway.
Yeah? Wear burqa?
No, not foreign. Japan, South Korea, these people wear all the time.
Yeah, so if it stays, once it becomes a regular
beggar,
then they're not going to have it. So in a couple of years' time, it'll be okay. But now the shadow, the person would take it off.
But say now, the far reach to wear the mask all the time before this.
Also, the Gemara says, it depends on different clothing, depends where you are, which country you're in. In a country that's direct wear, then yeah, if not, then no problem. Finally, the last shadow before we get to going shopping is. Shinas, do you have to get them shinas tested? Like you said, you buy these fancy ones, 30, 40 pounds. Linen is often used for durability to hold it strong. These things, if they're made out of wool, which is not so common, it would be too hot. But if you would get one of wool and would have linen, would it be a problem of shinas? Would you need shinas testing? Which brings to the shayla, all shinas, you have a bandage. Because it's a bandage, does he have to put on, does he have to, do you have to check for shinas in a bandage? You've got the shayla sitting on a chair. Shabbos, my son told me the story. Ramon Stenbach says he was in London with Rukhasla Ramsky again, and he was on the bus, and they asked him to sit down. So Rukhasla Ramsky said to the bus driver, I'm not sure if the chairs are kosher. He said, I'm not asking you to eat them, I'm asking you to sit on them. So the Chaznish, Rukhaim Kineski, there's a staff, sorry, there's a staff, but he stayed there all night, so he sat down. So that was a shtick lechumra. That, the Gemara says, is only my chassidus, you know what I'm supposed to do? You would be able to make them sit down. But if something is a proper baguette, we have a problem. What's a baguette? Where it offers you warmth, offers you protection. So here there's another heter, which someone touched on before, which may apply. The Gemara says that you're a guy who sells suits. You want to sell suits, and how it was, any suit used for personal use, there's no tax. And then you sold, it's for commercial use, you pay tax. Now, avoiding tax is not a new thing. It's already a minigab sign of your dining a long time ago. So the Gemara says you want to avoid tax. So you take all your suit collection, put them on, but like the guy traveling and he hasn't got space in the suitcase, comes with 400 jackets. So you walk around with 400 jackets. Why are you wearing them? To avoid tax. So the Gemara says, if you're potter or chash, imagine you're best if that's me potter. Just to avoid, it means you're not really wearing it. So chalukas b'chaba ramah as well. The b'chaba, I think, is mekel or ramah's machme. Sorry, all around. B'chaba's asses, Ashkenaz b'motah. He says, you're just doing it, not because I want to wear this baguette. How about another reason, ulterior motive, I want to avoid tax. If that's the case, then there's no problem with Shabbos. So to buy a mask, you could say, if you're wearing it for the law, and even if you know if Vada has Shabbos in it, as well, it may be okay, because I'm doing it for the law, I'm not doing it because I care. So again, it's like avoiding tax. You're doing it for ulterior motive, not because I want to wear this baguette, and I've always been protection and warmth and comfort. Rather, I do it for a different reason, that as well may be a heter, that I'm okay for Shabbos. But like I said, unlikely. Hopefully they have Shabbos in, because it's not, usually they're not made out of wool. Then you come to the Shiloh, of wearing in shops. Do you have to wear in shops? There's many shayla in the Vachusa, is a chel Hashem. Are you endangering other people? What's the right thing to do?
The shop says no entry without a mask.
Yes, that's true, but so does it say in this building. So, do you have to give to the rules, the regulations? There's many aspects to this shayla, really. Someone told me just yesterday, he went to fill up petrol, and he was wearing a mask. When he filled the petrol, he put on a mask to go and pay. And as he came out of the shop, he immediately took it off. So there was a person next to him filling up petrol, and it looked like he had come out of the shop without a mask. So this person was standing there, he's not sure if he's a Yid or a Goy, he's wearing a cap, if he was a Yid, and he said, and as he came over to him, he said to him, do you know, you don't really have to wear a kippah, you know? So what? You don't have to wear a kippah. There is no wear a kippah, but you have to wear a mask. So people feel very strongly about this. They like the whole saga of Garden Minyanim. It was the most beautiful thing to see, how everyone has such a strong opinion, either way, do have, don't have. There's one guy actually who told me that it's terrible, he's Garden Minyanim, Mamash Shreklich, and anyone who does it, he had all the names for them, he had the Aroidef, and he had the full broad list of adjectives for this person. Now, I was actually on Leicester Road, and I met him at one of the shops, so I said to him, hey, you're the guy against Minyanim, and here you are in an indoor shop. Out of Minyanim you don't like, indoor shop's fine. He told me, no, I only come for essentials. I said, really, what did you buy? He didn't want to show me, I said, go on. What did you buy? He showed me, he bought a packet of, you know, you get these lunch bags, plastic bags. He bought a bag of those. So I thought it was unbelievable. To damn with a minion, that's terrible. It's outdoors. But to buy these bags, you're willing to waste an effort. It must be so important to you. I tried to get the point across to him that whether you do or don't damn with the outdoor minion, you should get your priorities straight. That if you're happy to go indoors and queue in a stuffy shop to buy bags, certainly your neighbor's damn with a minion. Can't be the biggest Russia. At least he's only as bad as you. But either way, people have very strong opinions. Do or don't daven with a minion. Do or don't wear a mask. Like I said, it's part of the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Everyone always has. Everyone who knows what they're doing with such a fest guy. Everyone's so confident. Beautiful. Now, do you have to wear a mask? Is there a problem of Chel Hashem Dina de Malchusa? Now, really, really, it's a very broad shaila. 2 o'clock in the morning, you're driving along the countryside. There's no cars for 10 miles, and there's a red light, and you want to drive through this red light. Is that an Issa? Are you going against the halacha, the Tachonos Chazal, of Dina de Malchus Dina? You take a penny out of your pocket and you deface it. You take a hammer and you crack the penny in half. There's a law against defacing coins. Have you been over this now? He's off doing the Bachusa. So the Gemara is a little bit ambiguous, dealing with the Bachusa. It's not so definitive exactly what the Isra is. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's a Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, but they both agree on one point. They both agree that the end of the Bachusa is only in regard to, firstly, Momonos, money, and number two is, it's only in regard to Momonos for the government, for the smooth running of the country. They make a takona to pay tax. Why people avoid tax? There is a heter for that too. Don't worry, relax. But the main kodesh is, it's only for the smooth running of the country. And if they make a law not to go through red lights, the Torah doesn't say yeah, the Torah doesn't say no. If you go through a red light, you wouldn't even listen.
But you get a fine.
You may get a fine. It may not be a small thing to do. But there's no issa tin of achusa. It's a bit like I was once listening to a shiur from Victor Miller, and someone asked, I don't understand. Why is there an issa to return an aveda to a goy? You know, to return aveda to a goy. You don't return aveda to a goy, not the Gemara. I think Zayin Vav Sanhedrin says lo yivei Hashem sulech loy. Next week, etc. Hashem cannot be moichel you. What does the Gemara say? What did he mean? What did I do so terrible that Rabbi Hashem cannot be moichel me? And the Gemara says meisha aveda to a goy. You return aveda to a goy. You see a goy. He drops something. You return it to him. Lo yivei Hashem sulech loy. Why was so bad? So Rashi says, why do you return to a yid? You walk along, you find something on the floor, you're crazy, why are you returning this? You return to it because there's a mitzvah. Just yesterday, actually, I just left a bike in one of the parks here, last week, and we already bought a new one, we thought, forget it. Someone said to us, they saw a sign across the road, about fine, to call that was our bike. Mikam Chisrol, found the bike, why are you returning it? Maybe I'm ahead of Rav Goyim in the area was, we put up a sign, we got our bike back. Why, Rashi says, because a mitzvah to return to a yid. To a goy, why are you treating a goy better than a goy would treat a goy? That means your brother, you do a special service for your brother, he calls you 2 o'clock in the morning, come fix my car, you'll drive over and you'll help him. For someone else, you won't. If you start putting other people like your brother, you're saying, your brother has no special value to you. Rashi says, once you start treating a goy, say, I want to return it to him, I feel bad, that means there's no special mitzvah for a yid. A yid's got to be, like your brother, has a special mitzvah, a chiv, to specially treat a yid.
Can't you share the equation?
Oh. But without chil Hashem, would be awesome. Chil Hashem would be a heter. Chil Hashem, if you make chil Hashem, beautiful, it's always, you can return it, make it go happy, that's amazing. Someone actually, a woman actually told me, asked me yesterday, she was in a shop, and she found, and she was putting on a buggy, and she was shopping around, and before she knew it, she was outside the shop. So, what should you do now? So, really, that's got to do with Aveda. You've got something, which is the guy's lost it, it's gone. It's a little bit worse, because it could be it's got to do with Gazela, but it's Gazela Batos. Can you return it? So she says, I'll just put it back in the shop. I'll go in there and put it, hang on the first rail. I said, that for sure you can't do, because there's no Kitch Hashem there. And again, it's a woman, a man's got a hat, because they've got a couple, you can see, he looks like a yid. A woman may not always be so easy to see to a guy, so you should mention, I'm doing it. Otherwise, if you haven't got Chil Hashem, Levei Hashem Solechlai, why would you want to have a curse and a Rein Shalem, Levei Hashem Solechlai? Says Rabbi Gamliel, if you start returning things to a guy, you treat him like a yid. Now he says, it's not pshat, the Torah is telling you, go against the law. When we say, Zotidit Bachusa, not go through a red light, it's not pshat, the Torah is telling you, break the law. The Torah is telling you, we're not giving you an opinion on this. That means, does the Torah say, I should have a cucumber for supper tonight? There's no yes, there's no no. It's something which is, you do or don't, it's complete reshus. So to go through a red light, the Torah says, I'm not giving my opinion on this. Do go through it, don't go through it. Let the law decide what the right thing is. The Torah is not requiring us Jews to be more machman than the goy. That means, whatever the goy would do, you do. Don't think, hey, I'm a yid, so I'm held to a higher account. It could be you are, but there's no one around, you want to break the law. There's no one around. Whether you break the law or not, it's the same as John next door, you have no more. Issa, the Torah doesn't put an extra limitation on you because you're a Jew. Rather, you keep the law as the law is. Well, don't keep the law if you don't want to keep the law. There's something between you and the government. There's nothing got to do with the Torah. The Torah says this is completely separate from the Torah.
You're supposed to make laws which is normal in society.
And how can I be? There's Takona, there's Takona and Medina. That's something we found in Cheshmishpa. There's an argument between two people. You follow the Minhag Medina, what the law is there to decide Mormonism, which is again is similar to the Din of Achusa. But the fact that you want to go through a red light on holiday, there's no one around you in the middle of nowhere, the Torah doesn't say that's an issue. You don't come to the Rosh Hashanah and say you went through a red light.
Really? That is an example of the shop, which is a good example, and I've heard this 100 times. Is it not a refinement of your character to do the right thing?
So for sure, that's very good. So we're going to discuss that in a minute. We've got a minute left. But the first thing to know is, as Dina Dvachusa, there's no Issa. There's never an Issa Dina Dvachusa. The Dvachusa is confined purely to momentous aspects that are negated to the government. Nothing got to do with between me and you. If I want to, I don't know, park on the W yellow line, you're not even an Issa. That's number one. Then you come to the final Shaila, which we're running out of time for. That's Chil Hashem. Is it Chil Hashem to go into a shop? You go into Tesco. I was actually in Tesco last week, And I saw someone said to me that about 40% of goyim don't wear masks. And when I went to Tesco, I saw it is a barach that about 40% of goyim in Tesco practically were not wearing masks. So now, is it wrong? You know, I was talking to a rabbi at Israel about something else. I was doing something strange. And I said, is it a problem with Chil Hashem? So he said, yeah, it's a problem. It looks strange. They look at Yidden, it's funny. It wasn't masks, it was a different shayla. So I said to him, there's a lot of goyim who do it too. And he said to me a very interesting point, which is so true. He said, if a goy does it, no one minds. But a Jew does it, oh, look at the Jew. So that's why it's more, we're more. Because we're attacking meant to be held to a higher account, we're Am Kodesh, Goy Kodesh, Mamlechas Goyim, they look at us, you're different, you're meant to stand out. Why are you doing this? Lahavdil, you see, one of the what they call the minority groups, what they call them? Like into racist? One of the... Not Svadi, from the non-Jewish, find one of the foreign minorities who do something strange. You look at them as, huh, what are you doing? What? You look at them as strange. A regular English guy, no. But someone who's come from abroad, it looks worse. Say to us, we look at as strange what you're doing in our country. Anyway, so it's more, it could be more of a chalasha. Other than you could say, they're doing it, I'm doing it. So if you go to a shop in the Jewish area, so firstly, they are going there. Secondly, they can see you. So do you say the chalashem? Or say no? They're doing it, we're doing it. Oh, what about Chil Hashem for another year? So the answer to that is very simple. If you have a guy that works with you, and he sees you doing stuff wrong, because he has a close relationship with you, he looks at you a lot better than an average guy. Because he sees you parking in the wrong place, doing the wrong, he knows you. So a year that looks at another year, normally they have a closeness, they feel like a year that feels to another year. You don't, it's not as bad. A guy looks at you as much more foreign, and therefore it strikes him more and bothers him. But you're not going to have, if you have a yidden which are not exactly like you, they tell you look at you different, it could be a Chil Hashem for them too. So I'm not saying is a Chil Hashem, isn't a Chil Hashem. This is a big debate. I think over the last 24 hours, I asked about 30 people, what do you think is a Chil Hashem or not? And everyone says it's very hard to nail it on. Is it God? Is it, Chil Hashem has got to be there. If you have a fight with a guy over your property, yeah, he thinks it's the water's in the wrong place, and you go to court and you win. Is that Chil Hashem? It's not Chil Hashem. He thinks I'm wrong, and he's wrong. We went to law, went to court, we proved he was wrong, finished, and he broke me forever. He always thinks I'm a caliph. I took part of his garden. Who cares? We went. It belongs to me. I don't have to apologize and give over to him for free. It's not Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is doing something wrong. Is it wrong to do this? Sorry? We don't make it to a guy. Like that, a yid usually will understand. Depends which type of yid. A yid who deals with you and lives with you and knows you, usually understand. If you come to shul, if you're not wearing a mask, it doesn't bother the guy next to you so much. He understands. Yeah. So too. Whereas if a guy came, you think it's much worse. So in shops, it's made sure hopefully you don't have a guy. In a shop, you can have a guy. Is it Chil Hashem? So I'm not going to give an answer and leave with that. It's a Suffolk, and you should be, at least be aware. It could be Chil Hashem, could be not. And with that, in next year, we should be in Israel without any masks, without any virus, and everyone should be okay, healthy, and well.
Actually, on a lovely day,